Please stand and join in prayer and song.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
A special hello to those who are with us in their homes. Thank you for inviting us to be with you on this great feast of
Pentecost.
50 days ago, we celebrated Easter, and for 50 days we've been celebrating the resurrection, and now we celebrate the fulfillment of the promise of the Father being poured out on His disciples. We celebrate the conclusion of the Easter season. So with the disciples, we await the Holy Spirit. We pray in our hearts. On this feast, come, Holy Spirit. We begin by asking the Holy Spirit to give us light, to examine our conscience, not to condemn us so that we might be free. We seek the ways that we have not loved God and loved one another as we should. So that with great vigor we can approach the throne of grace, crying out for the mercy and help we need. Father, You have shown us great love in sending us your Son. Help us know the ways we have not loved you. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you lay down your life in love for others. The times that we have held on to our own lives, Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Holy Spirit, power of God, for the times that we have not been aware of the help that you would give, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen. Glory to God in the heart.
Father of light, from whom every good gift comes, send your Spirit into our lives with the power of a mighty wind, and by the flame of your wisdom, open the horizons of our minds. Loosen our tongues to sing your praise in words beyond the power of speech, for without your Spirit, man could never raise his voice in words of peace or announce the truth that Jesus is Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together. And suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of these. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven staying in Jerusalem. At this sound, they gathered in a large crowd, but they were confused, because each one heard them speaking in his own language. They were astounded, and in amazement they asked, "Are not all these people who are speaking Galileans? Then how does each of us hear them in our native tongue? We are Parthians, Medes, Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the districts of Libya near Cyrene, as well as travelers from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs too. Yet we hear them speaking in our own tongues of the mighty acts of God." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. Brothers and sisters, live by the Spirit, and you will certainly not gratify the desire of the flesh. For the flesh has desires against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are opposed to each other, so that you may not do what you want. But if you are guided by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are obvious: immorality, impurity, lust, idolatry, sorcery, hatreds, rivalry, jealousy, outbursts of fury, acts of selfishness, dissensions, factions, occasions of envy, drinking bouts, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. In contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified their flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also follow the Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Please join me in the Pentecost sequence. Come, Holy Spirit, come, and from your celestial home shed a ray of light divine. Come, Father of the poor, come, source of all our store. Come within our bosom shine, you of comforters the best, you the soul's most welcome guest, sweet refreshment here below, in our labor rest most sweet, grateful coolness in the heat, solace in the midst of woe. O most blessed light divine, shine within these hearts of yours, and our inmost being fill. Where you are not, we have not, nothing good in deed or thought, nothing free from taint of ill. Heal our wounds, our strength renew, on our dryness pour your dew. Wash the stains of guilt away, bend the stubborn heart and will, melt the frozen, warm the chill. Guide the steps that go astray on the faithful who adore and confess you evermore. In your sevenfold gift descend, give them virtue's sure reward, give them your salvation, Lord. Give them joys that never end. Amen, alleluia.
Alleluia.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from my Father, the Spirit of truth that proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that he will take it from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Over the years, I have gotten great inspiration from the lives of the saints. I think we used to hear more about stories from the lives of the saints in years past. You're going to hear one of my favorites today. It's from the martyrdom of one of the early fathers of the church named Polycarp. He was a disciple of John the Apostle, so he was a second generation Christian and Christian leader. At the time of his martyrdom, he was around 86. That was really old for those days. It happened around the year 100. Now he was a bishop in Asia Minor. It was against the law for Christians to do things like we so easily do here today. So he was being brought from Asia Minor into Rome to be tried and martyred. And here we pick up the action. Now, as soon as Polycarp had ceased praying, they set him on an ass and conducted him into the city of Rome. And Herod's pop up all over, accompanied by his father Nicetes, both riding in a chariot, met him, and taking him up into the chariot, they endeavored to persuade him, saying, "What harm is there in saying, 'Lord Caesar,' and in sacrificing? And so make sure of your safety." At first, he gave them no answer, and when they continued, he said, "I shall not do as you advise me." So, having no hope of persuading him, they began to speak bitter words and cast him with violence out of the chariot so that he dislocated his leg. Come on, be nice to an old man. But as if suffering nothing, he went eagerly forward with all haste and was conducted to the stadium. And as Polycarp was entering the stadium, there came to him a voice from heaven saying, "Be strong and show yourself a man." No one saw who it was that spoke to him, but those of our brothers and sisters who were present heard the voice. And when he came near, the proconsul asked him whether he was Polycarp. And Polycarp confessed that he was. And the proconsul sought to dissuade him to deny Christ, saying, "Have respect for your old age. Swear by the fortune of Caesar. Repent and say, 'Away with the Christians.' Swear, and I will set you at liberty. Reproach Christ." Polycarp declared, "86 years I have served him, and he never did me any harm. How then can I blaspheme my King and Savior?" And when the proconsul yet again pressed him and said, "Swear by the fortune of Caesar," Polycarp answered, "Since you are vainly urgent that I should say, 'Swear by the fortune of Caesar,' hear me declare with boldness, 'I am a Christian.' And if you wish to learn the doctrines of Christianity, appoint me a day, and you shall hear them." Then the proconsul said to him, "I have wild beasts at hand. To these I will cast you unless you repent." But he answered, "Call for them, for we are not accustomed to repent of what is good in order to do what is evil." But then again the proconsul said to him, "I will cause you to be consumed by fire, seeing that you despise the wild beasts, if you do not repent." But Polycarp said, "You threaten me with fire which burns for an hour, and after a little while is extinguished. But you are ignorant of the fire of the coming judgment, of eternal punishment. But why do you tarry? Bring forth what you will." They did not feed him to the wild beasts, but bound him to a stake to be burned alive. And he, placing his arms behind him and being bound like a lamb for sacrifice, he prepared to be an acceptable burnt offering to God. And looking up to heaven, he declared, "Lord God Almighty, Father of your beloved and blessed Son, Jesus Christ, by whom we have received knowledge of you, the God of angels and power and of every creature and of the whole race of the righteous, I give you thanks. I give you thanks that you have counted me worthy on this day that I should be part of the number of martyrs in the cup of your Christ to the resurrection of eternal life, both soul and body, through the great gift of the Holy Spirit." Another great martyr of the early church was Saint Ignatius. He's got a very famous line where, again, he was going to be sacrificed to the wild beasts. And he said, "I am the wheat of God." I love this line. "I am the wheat of God. Let me be ground by the teeth of the beasts that I might be the pure bread of Christ. I am like wheat for God. May I become pure bread for Christ." What would you do in the circumstances these men found themselves in? When I was younger, I would sometimes imagine myself in situations like this. the Chinese could invade, hostile militias could take over, the economy collapses and chaos and barbarism reigns. Some way, it's not that hard to imagine. Could you have imagined before that GM goes bankrupt? In situations not that hard to imagine, being a Christian is being persecuted. Sharing your faith could be a capital crime, like it is for hundreds of millions, if not billions, of people today. You can't talk, proclaim the gospel of Jesus. We're in circumstances like that, and I'm doing my duty, and I'm tied up, I'm taunted, I'm tortured. I'd call on God for strength in my mind, and then I would exercise great faith. I would call down the righteous anger of God. I would tie the tongues of these tormentors and send them into confusion. I would give them all boils. I would have God boom with a terrifying voice that would make them jump out of their skins in terror. All of this, not to protect myself, but so that they would know who they were dealing with. The living God, faithful and true, the beginning and the end. That will show them what the power of God can do. This is the Feast of Pentecost. The Feast of the Holy Spirit. The Feast of the power of God coming to the church. And my understanding of the power of God has changed since some of those younger imaginings. What I was imagining doing was not what Polycarp and Ignatius did. Now we need more power from God. We need more miracles. And Lord, please help us and bring it to show the power of your word. But even more than things like that, the power of the Spirit is more the power of the Spirit with Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Power of the Spirit that can help us too. Say, Lord, not my will, but yours be done. It's the power of the Spirit that kept Jesus on the cross, even when they were yelling and jeering. He could have easily called down legions from heaven. It's the power of the Spirit that inspired Ignatius to pray that he would be like wheat ground by suffering to be the bread of Christ. The power of the Spirit that inspired Polycarp to proclaim, 86 years I've served him. Bring forth what you will. It's the power of the Spirit to be conformed to Christ, to have the mind of Christ, to be witnesses to the kingdom of heaven on this earth. Mercy to sinners, hope to the despairing, healing to the broken. This is what the Spirit produces. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you do these things. The Spirit has incredible power. We know very little. Incredible power to help you. But to help you be like Christ. To help you be conformed to His image. You want the help. Is it okay if you wind up like Polycarp? Not that Polycarp could even do that on his own. But completely dependent on the grace of Christ. And in that way, he was exactly like you and me. But he did say yes to the power of the Holy Spirit working in him. God wants your life to be holy. He wants you to pray. He wants you to know him. God wants you to be a witness to others of what is true and good. God wants you to love him with your whole heart because you know him. It's the best thing that's ever happened to you. Do you want these things too? Pray for them. Pray for more of the Holy Spirit. Pray time and again, come Holy Spirit. You can't do these things on your own, but God says you can do them with his help, the help of the Holy Spirit. Pentecost isn't about giving the world more of us. It's about giving the world more of God. Our world's a mess because it needs more of God. So you, give the world more of God. You can give the world more of God. Because you have the power of the Holy Spirit. If you believe it and seek it with your whole heart. If you want your life to be on fire for God. Say now, completely through the grace of Christ. Say with Polycarp, why do you tarry? Bring forth what you will.